class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Well, welcome, 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 welcome to Spirituality 101. It's Friday. And again, I am very joyful for this opportunity to be of service to you and to spend an hour sharing ideas and hopes and dreams and to encourage you and to nurture you on this journey, on this amazing spiritual journey called life. So, I extend a heartfelt welcome to those of you who are my regular students. And of course, we want to warmly welcome those of you who may be new and listening to my voice for the very first time. Relax, be at peace, be in the moment, and enjoy. A couple of reminders that here at Spirituality 101, our job is simply to be here for you, to encourage you, to nurture your growth and your development, to bring you interviews and resources that will help you to explore and to raise consciousness and to guide your focus on things that are spiritual. I'd like this to be a two-way flow where I share what I have to give and I receive from you your thoughts, your growth, your ideas. They're all welcome here at Spirituality 101. You can reach me by email, myspirituality101@yahoo.com. You may call into the show live, 1-866-472-5795. And hopefully we can learn together, we can share together, we can laugh together, and we can chart our growth and our development as we go along. So this is who we are, and this is why we're here. And today is very exciting, because if you have received our e-card, the e-card reads something like this. Digging deeper. When I say digging deeper, I am referring to the fact that up until now, we have been building the foundation for spiritual growth. And those of you who've been regulars with me, and there are a few of you who write in very regularly, and send me emails, drop me ideas of your growth and your development, you will know and understand that in the last 3 years, believe it or not, it has been 3 years, we've been developing the foundation. We have, in fact, been experiencing spiritual workout in terms of sharpening up our pathways, selecting tools that are useful to us along the pathway, perhaps gathering new perspectives that will allow us to see and to perceive things at multiple levels. And over these 3 years, I'm hopeful that you've been using your tools and you have gotten yourself into spiritual shape. So now we're about to take Spirituality 101 to the next level. E-card read like this, Spirituality Digging Deeper. The world we live in is shifting. And that shift is intense. And it is evidenced by ecological and other changes and challenges all around us. I mean, none of us can really truly say that we have not been observers, and sometimes we have even been victims of the ecological changes, the even political changes, the cultural changes, the economic changes, the upheaval as Mother Earth goes through her her evolutionary shift. Everyone I know, including myself, is experiencing inner shifts. So we here at Spirituality 101, we're about to do the same shift. Because naturally, if the world around us, my listeners are changing, the world around us is changing, Mother Earth is changing, then of necessity, I have come to this place where I feel that Spirituality 101 has got to also make a shift and intensify the instructions and the information that is being brought to you. So here at Spirituality 101, we're about to make that shift. And guess what? We're about to move to Spirituality 201. We're moving up. And our ability to move up, believe it or not, has been so evidenced by your questions, your emails, and your sharing. And so we're digging deeper. What does that mean? I want to offer a new format for the show. I want to offer a more focused line of instructions because I feel that up until now, as I say, we have been building our spiritual muscles. We have been working those resources and whatever that path it is that you're treading. You have kind of gotten some mileage out of that. And now it's kind of like, up until now, it was like, can you imagine this? It was like an airplane cruising along the runway, getting ready to take off. Spirituality 201 will now become the takeoff point. And of course, what you've got available to you, including those of you who are my listeners, are who? Well over 7,200 odd episodes of Spirituality 101, which will continue to be available in the archives, which will continue to be available to you, my listeners, so that you can back up, you can rewind, you can remind yourselves of the lessons that we've had in 2000. In Spirituality 101 as we move to Spirituality 102. I want to offer some more in-depth teachings. Want to really get to the mystical experience now and how do we perceive that first of all and how do we actually become a part of the experience. Up until now we've been talking about what the possibilities are. Now we're going to move into a little bit more of how do we do it. This is how we do it. I want to talk more about spiritual empowerment and offer you ways to be able to make that happen. And of course, once we get into more spiritual empowerment, that will allow us to uncover the sacred, the divine inside of us, so that we can burst forth and blossom. And as we burst forth and blossom with effective grounding beneath us, we'll be able to move to higher realms, begin to actually live the mystical experience, and be able to get deeper into this thing called spirituality. Now, I'm sure there are many of you wondering, well, what does she mean by the mystical experience? One of the things that I would like to do with the new format we're about to engage beginning next week is to be able to share with every mystical experience that we attempt to talk about or to teach about, to be able to share either from my own mystical experience, and I've had quite a few experiences, or from the experiences of others, or from the documented experiences that there are in the world, we will begin by using one of those three methodologies and then go into the teaching. For example, what does it mean to move from a third dimensional focus to fifth dimensional focus. And when you get there, what can you expect? And is there more beyond the fifth dimension? And I have to tell you, there is a lot more. So we will be looking at what some of those experiences we can expect as we begin our growth and we begin our flight. What are some of those experiences that other people have had, and what will it take us, using the background and the information and the tools that we have, to move us to the level of experience? You know, spirituality, and I do believe that there is a show that I did way back that talked a little bit about this. Spirituality begins, first of all, with a question. Most people begin because they have this burning question. I know I certainly started that way. And my burning question was, who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? And those were the questions that kind of took me into this whole journey. So it's the questioning, it is the asking, and then we begin to seek. And as we begin to seek, we begin to find. And when we begin to find, we tend to turn to application. We begin to apply what we have found. And then once we get into the application, will take us into rhythm. The whole goal of the last 3 years in Spirituality 101 was intended to get each and every one of you into a natural rhythm that flows very smoothly and hopefully by now has been connected quite strongly into the rhythm of the universe. And so once we get connected, application takes us into rhythm. Once we get into rhythm now, we are going to have to learn to be in the moment and to expect the unexpected and to recognize that the mystical things will begin to happen all around us. There's a lot of talk about healing. We'll be talking in 201 about healing and how how that becomes manifested. I am excited. I'm excited about this new change, and I'm hoping that you guys out there will pop me an email. Please send me an email and let me know if this sounds like something that you would be interested in. I know that I've had emails that have come in that has asked me to go a little deeper. And it's in response to the many, many urges to go a little deeper that we're standing here on this threshold. I'm excited. And I'm excited for you guys because there's so much more to this thing called spirituality that we have to learn. Now, have to take a break. Don't go away. When we come back, have paper and pencil ready, because there's much that you may want to write down as we begin to talk about digging deeper in spirituality.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio, Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are talking today. I am excited today about the fact that we are moving to Spirituality 201, where we plan to dig deeper and to explore the mystical experience, get deeper into spirituality. There are two things that Voice America urges us all to do as hosts in terms of a relationship with our listeners, and that is to help each other to become extraordinary and to become the change that is necessary in the world. And that sounds like two very, very simple things, doesn't it? But I did a show a way back, and it was called Preparation and Peace. None of the above, being extraordinary or becoming the change, could possibly happen if we do not put preparation in place. And as with everything else in the world, spirituality requires levels of preparation and levels of focus that will allow us to break free from what is considered the norm and to enter into what is quite naturally spiritual. When I began my spiritual journey, three decades ago, my very first spiritual teacher looked at me and she said, "You have an amazing amount of questions." And I said, "Well, yes, I've been gathering them for several years." And I had them all written down in a notebook, and I would just throw all these questions. And, you know, she and her husband, God bless their souls, I don't think they ever answered a question that I presented to them. Every question required me to get into preparation and to have certain experiences that would perhaps allow me to discern or come to know the answers that I was looking for. For example, you can understand that three decades ago, when there wasn't as much talk about spirituality and there certainly was not as much literature around, you can imagine how stuck I felt when they said to me, "Well, you are carrying around a lot of junk, and you have got to get rid of the junk before you can see yourself clear enough to be able to find the answers." And I'm standing there thinking, well, I'm here asking you the questions. You're spiritual people. So I'm expecting that I've found the way to the solution. And, of course, they did not see it that way at all. And I remembered she used a very, very, very simple way to get me to understand why it is I had junk. and how that junk inside of me was kind of affecting my ability to find answers. And so she took a regular kitchen or garden glove, and she cut holes at the end, the tip of the fingers, where the fingers should be. She cut holes, cut a hole at each one of the five fingers. And then she filled the glove from the top with dirt. And then she held the glove on the tap, and the water came kind of like struggling through. And, of course, the water that struggled through was quite dirty. And she said, can you see that? Why is it, she says, that this tap is flowing with absolutely crystal clear, pure water? But when it passes through this container, what comes out to the other end is kind of very polluted, and it's not flowing out of the glove the way it flowed in. And I said, well, that's kind of natural. You've got dirt packed inside of the glove. And she says, well, that's what we're talking about. There is a natural flow above you, and that is the spiritual world, and that is the angels and the archangels and all those who are willing to come and work with you. But you've got a glove full of dirt, garden dirt, and that has to be taken out. It has to be removed. And then she took the glove and she shook the dirt out, and she took time and she washed the glove out, and now she placed the glove under the running water, and what do you know? Crystal clear water went in, and crystal clear water came out the other side. I hope that that little example helps you to understand why it is that for the last 3 years we have been really getting into spiritual fitness. What is your integrity? What is your intention? What rhythm do you walk with? Are you connected to nature? Can you see the order and the structure of nature? What are you holding on to? How do you let go of it? What is the purpose of prayer? What is the purpose of meditation? What is the difference between meditation and visualization? We've kind of touched on all these topics. And each time, my intent was to keep you on that spiritual track and field. Get up in the morning and walk, or if you can, run. Stay in rhythm. It's about staying in rhythm with the universe. Walk in nature. Observe the beauty of nature. Observe the beauty all around you. Listen to the birds. All of this was spiritual preparation to take you to Spirituality 201, where we will now get into the serious, serious, serious matter of how do we cleanse and how do we purify at multiple levels, and how do we enter into the spiritual world at will and reside there even though we live in a physical body, because that's quite possible, you know. The mark for me of a highly spiritual person is the ability to be able to get up and go to work, raise children, run a business, create a garden, cook, become an amazing cook, while at the same time being able to pop in and out of spirit, total spirit, as we live the life. It's an integrative process of living in the physical body, but also being able to get into the spiritual. And so we're going to talk about the spiritual body. We are going to talk about the spiritual cords that binds what is above us to what is below here on earth, and how those cords and the cleansing of those cords begin to allow us to live more powerfully from spirit. I hope all of this is making sense to you, and if it doesn't, please feel free to either pick up the phone and call me live, 1-866-472-5794, or shoot me an email, at myspirituality101@yahoo.com and tell me what you are thinking and how you are feeling about this. My own journey demanded of me a tremendous amount of spiritual preparation, getting into that rhythmic flow I'm talking about. But then once I was able to get there, then I was able to become free enough, trusting enough, to allow myself to flow with spirit. And then a whole series of mystical experiences. Yes, there have been places where I have experienced healing for myself in some very mystical ways. And there have been places where I have been able to be used as the vehicle for healing for others. There are times when I can close my eyes, and there are so many of us who can do that. And in that instant, even if we are in the middle of an airport or in the middle of a fair with lots and lots of people, the ability to be able to close the eyes and instantly be in spirit and to be rejuvenated. I do a lot of work in prisons and with people who are in recovery. And it's my goal when I do this kind of work, even though I'm working with people with a tremendous amount of trauma, to kind of take them into this place of aliveness. And so it requires of me that I hold myself into that place as well. And being able to live or to access spirit instantly is the way I have come to know to do that. And I want to be able to teach you how to do that, because I think it would be very, very exciting. What's going on in the spiritual community in and around us? I want to add that to our agenda every week. What's going on? Who's doing what? Where is their course? Where is their class? I am beginning to think that some of you may want to engage. We're coming up to December the 21st, and I would like to do at least one retreat for many of you who have indicated that you might be willing to do that, so that we could perhaps do a rites of passage that will allow us to march into the new age. All of this to me is very exciting, but I want to hear from you how you feel about this and whether or not these are some of the things that you would like to be involved with. I have a couple of topics that I've talked about. One of them is the mystical experience, getting deeper into spirituality, cleansing and purification, entering the spiritual world at will, guards, guides, teachers, wayshowers, and angels, and how they work with us in our lives, healing at multiple levels. And of course, I'd like to pursue a little bit more on meditation, contemplation, and visualization, so that we can begin to also want to talk about crystals and their use in our spiritual lives as channels, as fields that can channel and bring us instantly into that spiritual place where we need to be. All exciting, exciting, exciting things coming up on the horizon, but we have to take a break right now, and I'll be right back to talk about a little about digging deeper.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are digging deeper. We are spiritually, we are beginning to take ourselves deeper. And your very first lesson for this digging deeper session is spiritual chords. Because now that we've taken ourselves into rhythm, and we are more or less aware, as above, so below. And if you need some reminder on that, you can go back in the archives and you can check out a class that I did called As Above, So Below. We're walking. We are spirits walking in a physical body. And while we're here, we are connected to everything that is above us by way of spiritual chords. If you have the, if you ever have the opportunity to be in the presence of someone who has got spiritual sight, ask them about the chords that you carry. Because those of us who walk with spiritual sight can very clearly see the chords, much like the cord that connects a baby to its mother while the baby is inside of the womb. And when that baby comes out initially, that cord is very evident and it has to be cut in order to allow the baby to live more fully here in this physical world. However, we are attached. We are attached to those above us who guide us, guard us, direct our process. We are attached by spiritual cords that link those above with those below. We also carry spiritual cords that connect us to the people we love and, in some instances, to the people, places, or things that we refuse to give up or we refuse to engage. When we refuse to engage the two-way flow of forgiveness, then we walk around with cords that attach us to that which we feel we cannot forgive. I hope that you can understand that. You take a look at any one individual, for example. There are hundreds, sometimes uncountable numbers of spiritual cords that is attached to an individual. Some are thick, some are thin, some are long, some are short. And some of them are quite positive, especially when they connect us to the pure spiritual world above. And I said before, some of those cords represent those incidents, those experiences, those belief systems that we feel we cannot let go of, or we're having a hard time letting go of, or some of those places where it seems hard for us to forgive and allow the universe to help us to forget. You know, you often hear people say, I can forgive, but I can't forget. They're quite right. We start the forgiveness process. If we are sincere enough, the universe with all its wisdom and intelligence will take us to a place to first take the emotions out of the situation and then over a period of time allow the cords to thin. And when the cords that binds us begin to thin, then memory begins to fade. There are varying degree of influences that come to us because of the cords that bind us. It's no exaggeration to say that we as human beings or spirits walking in the human experience stay alive because of our spiritual cords. They're cords that join husband and wife. They're cords that join parents to children. They're cords that join people who carry or walk with the same intention, the same belief systems. They are cords that brings the joint siblings together, friends together, etc., etc., etc. Believe it or not, the cords that, it's very interesting when we look at spiritual cords, the cords that connect us with those who are above us, or spirit guides, or angels, etc., are rather thick. And it becomes like the vibration, and the vibration of these cords is very important. The rate of vibration, when that rate of vibration has been speeded up, and we have kind of done our preparation here on this physical plane, then the ability to be able to hear the messages and the guidance that comes from above is very clear. When we have allowed those connections to thin out because we've not done our preparation, or we're totally unaware, or we have no belief system that supports the fact that they are spiritual cords, then these cords become thin. And when they become thin, they cannot serve us as well as they should. Spiritual cords strengthen us to a great extent, particularly when we're standing on the threshold of perhaps embracing change, when we are on the threshold of making new acquaintances, when we are on the threshold of building friendships. The strength and the vibration of the cords that we carry are pivotal. They're very important in how those relationships are formed, etc., etc. When we observe spiritual cords, we can see the places where perhaps they are thickened or the vibration is increased, where there is love, and we can see where the cords are thin, where there is not enough love as that allows the binding to take place. And so it's almost like you're looking at positive poles and negative poles. How many cords do you carry? Are you aware, as I speak about spiritual cords, do you have a sense maybe, or a hint maybe, or a feeling perhaps, a knowing that perhaps these chords exist, and what is the purpose, and why is it that as we begin to dig deeper into our spirituality, that we should become very aware. Because you see, it's by virtue of the connection of these chords to those in the spirit that when we make the intention here on earth to shift and to change, that the purging can come forth through these spiritual chords that will allow us to grow, that will allow us to release and to let go, and will allow us to be able to take the next step forward. So you can understand why today I wanted to kind of introduce you to spiritual chords. While our spiritual chords that we carry attach us to those above us that bring spiritual help, divine guidance, many of us carry chords. We have to be mindful that we also develop chords of attachment to earthly things. And it is very interesting when one can perceive, observe, and see spiritual chords. The beauty with which those chords that bring divine intervention and divine communication, how beautiful they vibrate, as opposed to the kind of rather heavy density that can be seen in spiritual chords that links us, for example, to those things on earth that we have grown attached to. It's also very interesting, as a pastor, I spend some of my time providing services in a hospice, and it is very interesting to watch as people are getting ready to leave, as the spirit is getting ready to leave the earth, and those earthly ties are kind of beginning to be severed in terms of the cords. You watch these cords dissipating. And, of course, the ones that remain strongest are the ones that take us up to the spiritual level. But when we are holding on very dearly to belief systems and to things that have become attachments to our souls, then even at the time of departing, one can see that there is going to be need for a return to be able, a return to earth, to be able to work out these situations where we've got to gain a new perspective that the things of the earth grow faintly dim when it is time for us to go home. The things of the earth have got to be kind of put into their rightful perspective when we are getting ready to have or to experience the mystical experience and the spiritual experience. There are some people out there who perhaps, I have heard this, I have had people ask me this a lot, can a highly spiritual person really be able to function physically without a whole lot of perceived trauma, or perceived, some people perceive that, well, if I am diligent about my earthly life, it will prevent me from developing a spiritual life. And I say absolutely not. The universe is of such that it allows this balance. And when we are very, very grounded in our beliefs and in our intentions and in our seeking for truth and reaching for our divinity, then the spiritual cords that attach us, particularly those that come from the spiritual realm, will then allow us to be open to receiving and being in the physical as well as in spiritual in total balance. I see we have to take another break. don't go away. We'll come back to wrap up and to summarize what I have just shared with you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Today has been a hectic day, has it not? It's an exciting day because we here at Spirituality 101 are about to make the shift to Spirituality 201 and begin to soar. So your very first lesson in digging deeper has been about spiritual cords. Now, I know some of you, this may have been the very first time you have heard about spiritual cords. And if we have been walking on a path as diligently and as systematically as we should, if we have been practicing, putting into practice those things which are important to us on the path, then I'm sure by now meditation, contemplation, and visualization are very, very, very natural and normal elements of our spiritual life. So I would like for you to take these two words, which are the words for today, spiritual cords. And we are going to begin this practice of going inside so that we can get guidance and information and we can come to know and to feel. You know, Bob Marley once said, "Who feels it knows it, Lord." And so I'd like to take you into meditation. I'd like to encourage you in the week ahead, as you get into your meditative state, whether it's by way of yoga, whether it's by way of breathing, whether it's by way of just being still and being in the silence, and as you take yourself inwards using the breath to take all of your attention and your awareness inwards, when you have found that stillness and that place within, I would like for you to place the two words, spiritual cords, right in the center of your silence. And the reason for this, the requirement for this, is so that you can begin to feel. This is something that is very much a part of your being. except that it's invisible because it is in the spiritual realm. It is very visible in the spiritual realm, but not visible here. So when you take yourself into meditation or even into guided visualization and you ask that you be allowed to see, feel, and experience, and you do that by simply placing your awareness in the meditative state to spiritual chords. And just sit with that and see how it feels. Now, a number of things may begin to happen for you. In the meditation, you may not get in touch with it. Some of you, if you have been meditating for a while, may just suddenly fall into the just absolute beauty of seeing these chords in all their glory and their brilliance. But if that does not happen the very first time, do not be disheartened, because in your waking state, you may be drawn to a book, an article, maybe, who knows, another discussion somewhere on the topic of spiritual chords. But to know that if you take it into meditation and you begin to ask for guidance, as the guidance will come, albeit not always in the way we would expect it. So take the words spiritual chords into your meditation, so that you can begin to become aware that you are connected spiritually by spiritual cords that is connecting you to the heavenly realm, to the realms above you. That there are spiritual cords that is connecting you in the world in which you live. That there are spiritual cords that you have to nurture. There are spiritual cords that are in need of release. And of course, when we discover that there are some that are in need of release, forgiveness is the key to the kingdom. How badly do you want to travel spiritually? How important is it that you live more fully from your spirit? Are you ready to be co-creator with the universe? If the answer to any or all of those questions is yes, then you are ready to stand on the threshold and become aware of the spiritual cords that connect you above and the cords that connect you here on earth. And be ready to take responsibility by way of your intention to release and let go of those cords that no longer serve your spiritual identity, those cords that no longer serve the spiritual purpose in your life, those cords that may be in the way of becoming fully co-creator with the universe. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And I give this to you because our intention, as we begin to engage the spiritual experience and the mystical experience, is critically important. Why are you on this path to growth and development? How much peace are you seeking for within your soul? Are you in touch? Are you interested in getting in touch with your inner truth? How important is it for you to live more fully from integrity, authenticity, and from the realms of your spiritual being? These are questions you must ask yourself as we begin to turn the attention to strengthening the spiritual cords that lift us up and releasing and letting go those cords that speak of earthly attachment. Thank you so much for spending this afternoon, this hour with me. I am always humbled that you stop long enough to invite me into your space and to offer me the blessings of being of service to you. Be at peace. Be happy. Until we meet next week, walk softly, gently on the planet, for you argued for your right to be here. And therefore, it's your right, it is your birthright to be happy. Peace and much blessing.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.